Hello, I'm Expert 11 and you're on AboveTopSecret.com. Once again, I venture into the wilderness and discover a gold nugget. The member Don White has kindly allowed me to discuss his ideas for campaign finance reform and reforming the Earth's political system in general, including the option of adopting mixed member proportional. Those who listened to my first podcast will have heard me mention mixed member proportional. Disclaimer, all the ideas about campaign finance reform are Don's. Any misrepresentation of his views or mistakes concerning MMP or the US political system are my own. Otherwise known by its acronym MMP, which shouldn't be confused with MP, which stands for Member of Parliament or Military Police. Since it will play an important part later on in the podcast of me exploring how MMP could affect the US political landscape, I will do my best to introduce the MMP system to the listener. Under the first-past-the-post system, where the party that has the majority of votes wins, you can be left with just two major parties, and outside of this, other political parties struggle for representation, despite being more than just a minor blip on the radar. MMP is a system that allows a democracy to function without the pitfalls described above. Under MMP, there are two kinds of MP, a list MP and an electorate MP. And an electorate is known as a constituency in some other parts of the globe. A list MP doesn't represent any geographical area, instead they are elected by the percentage of the party vote the party gets at election time. Under MMP, to hold office, a party has to either gain 5% of the party vote and over, or win an electoral seat. The greater percentage of the party vote a party receives, the more list MPs from that party are elected. It's possible for someone to be on a party list and contest or hold an electoral seat. An example of this is Winston Peters, who lost his electoral seat at the last New Zealand election but remained in office because he was at the top of his party list. Now I'll explain how voting is done under MMP. There may be slight variations depending on location, but the general idea will be the same. When I go to the ballot box, I cast two votes, a party vote and an electoral vote. These two votes do not have to be for the same party. If I wanted to, come election time, I could give my party vote to the National Party and vote for the sitting Labour MP in my electorate, and it would all be above board. This, of course, gives greater freedom to the voter and gives rise to tactical voting. Now I'll explore the reformist ideas put forward by Don White. I will outline Don's ideas concerning campaign finance reform and US political reform. I will sometimes give my point of view. Under Don's plan, the House and Senate would be combined. The combined House would still appoint judges and other appointments as per usual. Note for some perspective on this matter, New Zealand has no lower house. MMP relegates the need for the traditional upper and lower house. Moving on to Don's second proposal, which moves into campaign finance reform territory. Under Don's plans, elections and political parties would be funded entirely by the taxpayer. This is to ensure everyone who is eligible would have a fair shot at being elected to office. The electoral process shall not take no longer than 1 year. Anybody who does not fall under the law that provides taxpayer funding is forbidden under law from taking part in the political process. Presumably this is to prevent any illegal backdoor donations. What is my take on all of this? I support taxpayer funding of political parties and elections, but they also support people's right to donate money to the political process. Private donations can be transparent. For example, the name of any person or organization who donates over 10 grand to a political party could have their name made a matter of public record. Any donation from the private sector could also be made a matter of private record. This would provide balance between the rights of the public and giving all candidates a fair go. The third section of Don's reforms isn't as extensive, but is just as important and as an equal, if not greater, impact. The Electoral College would be replaced by a popular vote, and Congress would reserve the right to adopt MMP. For this next part of the discussion, I'm going to go out on a limb and assume that Congress has adopted a version of MMP. I'll examine the implications of MMP on the US political landscape. To begin with, Americans would vote in a similar method to what I do. By that I mean they would cast a party vote and the equivalent of up to 3 electoral votes. My main focus will be on the American right, because this is where there are clear ideological differences amongst its supporters and elements of the Republican Party. Clearly, under MMP, the Republican Party would fracture, with Ron Paul and his supporters either joining the Libertarian Party or forming a new third party, with the rest of the party being left to its own devices. There is a middle road somewhere in there that is yet to be found, but that is another topic. What would happen to the political left under MMP? It is only fair that I answer that question. My best educated guess is that the Democrats would also split along ideological lines into different parties. The largest party would be the centre-left, otherwise known as Third Way, left-wingers, followed by further along the spectrum by old-school socialists and the Greens. In my first podcast, I said that under MMP, Ron Paul and his Libertarian supporters would be elected. Well, I need to clarify that statement. Assuming that Ron still had insufficient support to be elected president, it is not unreasonable to assume that Ron's party would get over the magical 5% threshold. In other words, Ron and his party would hold influence in Congress. Bearing in mind that Ron and his gang would be getting some level of support from taxpayer funding. Libertarians would finally have a voice thanks to the ideas they don't support. But hey, that is no different from the way Ron acquires funding for programs that he has voted against. One factor that cannot be controlled is the quality of people that stand for office. Under MMP, every social and economic group has a fair chance at political representation. Congress would able to be able to perform its task of providing oversight. Such dubious acts, such as attaching huge amounts of pork to bills, could be prevented by the nature of the system. Since the president can occupy the Oval Office without having a majority in Congress, he or she relies on dealings with Congress to pass bills. With true representation of the electorate, Libertarians or some other party could force compromises which prevent bills from being rubber stamped, and allow the exposure of pork, conflict of interest, and other misdeeds. Well, as far as the river takes me, through the wilderness, you've been listening to Expert 11, and you are on AboveTopSecret.com.